For many children, the school holidays are a time to relax. But a group of Australian teenagers is instead bunkering down with ex-servicemen and women doing military drills in isolated mountains behind the Gold Coast in Queensland. Many of the children have been sent by desperate parents who want them to learn discipline and resilience, as Nan Taxton reports.
Aft, 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 right, aft. Mark! Time, check!
Around 20 teenagers in army fatigues march in strict lines and do military drills out the front of their huts, nestled in dense rainforest.
Aft, aft, right, aft. Look straight ahead. Don't move around. Turn! Halt!
They've come from all around the country to spend 9 days away from their parents in a remote corner of the Gold Coast hinterland.
Belt! Turn!
But it's not boot camp, and it's not punishment. For many of these teenagers, it's their last chance.
The parents are struggling with their children, with their emotions, and they don't know how to handle them, and we try to give them means or tools to handle those stressful times at the younger age.
Platoon coordinator Ricky Smith spent 17 years in the infantry and did two tours of East Timor.
You'll stand together and you'll face the hardships together, and I think we've just got to get back to the basics, that we're all humans and I think we need to exist together.
Ex-servicemen such as Glenn Filtness, who served on three tours of Afghanistan, become mentors over the camp and into the years beyond.
While we do use the same principles that, you know, you do as a recruit, as a soldier, as, you know, making your bed and doing PT every day, our lessons aren't focused around being a soldier. It's focused about being a really good person.
They stick to a strict 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. schedule, away from technology and other distractions from home. Camp participant Joey had never had anything to do with military-style training before, but says this experience has changed his life.
At home, I wasn't showing much respect towards my parents, and at school as well. So, yeah, my parents put me on this program and I've changed.
What did you think when they first told you that you'd be doing this?
I was pretty shocked at first, like, I was pretty mad and, like, didn't know, but now I'm here and I'm having a great time.
Jay says speaking to people who have served their country has brought his whole life into perspective.
I guess the fact that the veterans have gone through so much and they know we can push through so much as well, pushing us to our limits.
While Hannah says she's determined to keep up the changes on her return home.
My relationship with my family started going a little downhill and my parents thought that I would need it to kind of help the communication. I feel like it's helped a lot and it's taken me a long way. It was really hard at first, but then the discipline started kicking in.
Ricky Smith says some of the best aspects of the program are the benefits for veterans themselves, who find a renewed sense of purpose.
Without a doubt, around the fire, we do around the fire, and I do a lot of coaching around the fire, and I've seen our veterans get up there and tell their stories, and it's a relief off their shoulders.
That's the camp administrator Ricky Smith ending Nance Haxton's report.